A historic trip 7 years in the making is finally underway for the Kimberley Pipe Band. On April 28, the band arrived in Amsterdam after a red-eye flight to join a contingent of pipe bands from all over BC, led by the Kelowna Pipe Band, to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Netherlands from Nazi occupation. "It has been a long time coming," said Kimberley's Lila Cooper, who was recently honored by Scott Dance Canada for her 50 years of teaching Highland dance. "Especially since the planning started in 2018 and when the trip was cancelled because of COVID in 2020, we were so disappointed, frustrated and dare I say heartbroken. So to finally be here is an incredible feeling to realize this dream. In a way it might even be sweeter since we had to wait for it for so long." Cooper said it was fantastic to connect with all the other bands from around the province. "It's been fantastic meeting up with all the other members," she said. "We did have a huge practice at Thanksgiving in Kelowna where we all met for 2 full days of practice. So seeing them again has been fantastic. We have lots of laughs, always have time for a cold beer and share a story or two." Their trip began with a history lesson, where they learned about the over 8,000 Canadian servicemen who died in the liberation of the Netherlands in World War II. One of the men who did the presentation was 6 years old when the Netherlands were liberated. On April 26, King's Day, which is akin to our Canada Day, the band traveled to the city of Veenendaal, where they said they were welcomed with open arms. "The reception from the locals is the part that brings tears to your eyes every time," Cooper said. "They are so welcoming and warm. They are so grateful for the service of our armed forces and grateful that we're there to commemorate these very important days. They're crying as much as we are." Next, the band played at commemoration events in Bemmel and Husen, where they also were given a warm welcome, and heard speeches from the organizers and the mayor. The band played in Castle built in the 1300s that was bombed in 1944 and rebuilt in the 1950s. They also traveled along the front line, stopping at Liberation Wing. "The wing is the symbol that symbolizes any act of war," Cooper explained. "It is the metaphor for those who have not detached themselves yet from the war." In Husen, they reenacted the march of the Allied forces as they came off the ferry through the city's streets during liberation. The band posted said the streets were lined with people for as far as you could see, creating a breathtaking and emotional experience. On April 28, the band performed at Vimy Ridge, the site of one of Canada's most significant military victories and a memorial for the members of the Canadian Expeditionary Force who were killed during the First World War, as well as the soldiers who were killed or presumed dead in France who had no known grave. They were taken on a tour of the trenches and tunnel systems there, highlighting the horrors of trench warfare endured by soldiers during the First World War. "As you walk through the trenches and tunnel system, it's gut-wrenching to try to imagine what it felt like for all those young men," Cooper said. "As far as the eye could see were so many craters left from the bombing. One huge crater was in what is called no man's land, was literally between the two enemy front lines, which were only 25 feet apart. It's hard to imagine being that close to your enemy. That crater was created when the Allied forces exploded a bomb underground to try to destroy the German trenches. And they did it anyway, for our freedom." You can follow along with the Kimberley Pipe Band's journey at facebook.com/KimberleyPipeBand. Most of the band will return to Canada on May 9, though some are electing to stay a little longer, including Cooper and her sister who will head to Croatia for a week. The band expressed their gratitude to everyone who helped support their fundraisers that helped make this trip possible, including Kaylee on the Mountain, Celtic Knight, the coffee fundraiser and the sale of 50-50 tickets. The Bulletin will report more when the band is back in Canada.